In 1962, the Mets were just plain awful, and Sandy Koufax, the Dodgers' flame-throwing left-hander, was becoming the dominant pitcher. On the night of June 30th in 1962, the first year of the Mets, the awesome met the awful at Dodger Stadium, and the result was a no-hitter, the first of four for Sandy Koufax. At the start of the 1961 season, after pitching 6 years for the Dodgers, Sandy Koufax had a lifetime record of 36-40. He had a great arm, but he just couldn't get command of his lively fastball and sharp breaking curve. As it turned out, 1961 was the breakthrough year for the future Hall of Famer. He went 18-13 that season to establish himself as a winner. In 1962, Koufax started out even better when he took the mound against the Mets before 36,769 fans at Dodger Stadium on this night in that year. He was 10-4 with 170 strikeouts in 140 innings and an ERA of 2.48, and he was going up against the worst team in baseball, the Mets. The Dodgers made it easy for Koufax this night. They got him 4 runs in the first inning. The RBI bats of Tommy Davis and Johnny Roseboro gave him all the working room he needed, and he did need some, for he issued 5 walks along the way and went to 3 balls in the count to 8 other batters. But in the first inning, Koufax's control was perfect. He fanned the first 3 batters, Richie Ashburn, Rod Kneale, and Felix Mantilla, on 9 pitches. The next batter Koufax faced was slugger Frank Thomas, leading off the second inning. Thomas nearly postponed Sandy's date with destiny when he hit a hot smash into the hole on the left side of the infield. Shortstop Maury Wills made a brilliant backhanded stab and got just enough on the throw to retire the lumbering outfielder. As Koufax moved along, the typically blasé Dodgers crowd really started getting into the game. As usual, Koufax was spinning his strikeout magic with rising fastballs and overhand curves. He finished the game with 13 Ks. After a no-hitter, reporters invariably asked the pitcher when he first realized he had one going. This night, the answer was easy, for Koufax was getting constant reminders. Every time he walked to the mound, Mets third base coach Solly Hemus said, "You know, Sandy, you have a no-hitter going." Hemus was still reminding Koufax, trying to jinx him, when the top of the ninth came around. The Mets sent Gene Woodling up to pinch hit for the pitcher, and he walked. Then Ashburn sliced a liner down the left field line, but it curled foul by inches. Ashburn ended up grounding into a force play. The next two batters, Kneale and Mantilla, had given Koufax some problems over the years. Sandy got Kneale on an infield grounder, then came Mantilla. Mantilla hit into a force play for the final out of the first of 4 no-hitters by the incomparable Sandy Koufax on this day in 1962.